Be'ez Hashem Mizbeach, we begin Perek Chamisha, the fifth chapter in the Rambam's Hilcha Shechit and Laws of Slaughtering in the Sefer Kedusha, which up until now we're speaking about the requirement of doing an appropriate Shechita. And here the Rambam discusses regarding what would be qualified as a Treifa, which and the Rambam is going to define what exactly that means, and also begin discussing the first of the many different types of Treifa, that of Jerusa. So in the Halacha, the Rambam gives an introduction for the laws of Treifa. Says the Rambam, Kvar be'arnu b'hilchas esur machalz, already explained the laws of forbidden food items in the fourth chapter. She treifa amur b'ter, when the Torah says that a treifa animal is forbidden, he hanoit lamas, that means to say what we call a mortal defect, it's an animal that's leaning towards death. And v'loinem a treifa, so then why does it say the wording treifa, which that literal definition seems to be regarding if it was mauled and preyed upon by a wild animal? That's elish shadibah kasa b'hayv, because the Torah only talks about in what's commonly experienced, because that's what normally happens. A lion preys or a similar type of a creature, ushvara, and it breaks the animal, but Dain Lamesa didn't die yet, but it has a moral defect. It's a ticking time bomb. That's a common case of what would happen, but it's any type of situation which the animal has a moral defect, that would be considered as a treifa animal, thus not kosher, and the shechita wouldn't be effective. Now, but says Ram Halacha Beis, V'yeshem Chaloam Acherim, now there are other types of illnesses, in the Yerolov, what would happen to an animal, Techashav Treifa, would also be considered, quote-unquote, a Treifa. V'hem Halacha Mesh B'Sinai, and these are all halachas that are traditions received from Moshe Rabbeinu from Har Sinai, which the Ram, the end of Paragud, actually quotes 70 types of Treifas, but they're all Halacha Mesh B'Sinai, and they're all including the 8 types of Treifas that the Rambam's explaining right now. He says, "Ushmeinim in the treifas nemrloi leMoshe b'Sinai." There were 8 types of treifas that were said to Moshe from Har Sinai. Ve'elehin, and they are Jerusa, which the one that Rambam is going to speak about in this parak, where that's literally the case of treifa, where it was pounced on. Nukuvo, if it has a hole. Chasera, if it's missing one of the limbs from congenital, from birth. Netula, if one of the limbs were taken by human intervention, but it wasn't born like that. Psukah, if it's cut, karua, if it's torn, nefula, if it fell, ushvura, and if it's broken, which there's a mnemonic to recall, these are called dan, chanak, nefesh, which that reminds us of these 8 different tarfas. Now, it says Ram halacha gimel. Ava bishakul halacha mesha b'sinai, although they're all, as we said, halachas, laws that were received from Moshe from Sinai, but hoil vein lecha b'feresh b'tayra ela Jerusa, since the only one that's explicit in the Torah is the one of that it was pounced on by a wild animal, like we said in the previous halacha. So chmir, but they were more stringent regarding that treifa, the drusa, than all the rest. And the chosafik shistabik with drusa, any doubt that we have regarding if it was darus, if it was preyed upon, us is going to be forbidden. Yet ushar shiva mini treifas, the other 7 types of treifas, yes, but mesvik mitram, there are a situation of doubt that are permitted, like we will explain. But first, in halacha dad, Rambam explains the first of the 8 treifas, hadrusa, the one that was preyed on, who that is. That if, let's say, a lion or similar types of creatures, if they prey upon an animal, the and it claws into the animal with its paw, or yidrus hanetz v'hanesh, let's say a hawk or an eagle goes and pounces on or some type of a creature on a bird, that will make that victim into a drusa. Now, now, let's say a large domestic or wild animal will not be considered as a darus, only if it's such a big creature that's a creature of that's preying on it like a lion, only that would go ahead and make it. Now, and that with small livestock, anything from the wolf and bigger would be considered enough to make it into a drusa. Now, these kid goats and the lambs, which are the small ones of the small livestock, then even a cat, the shul, and the fox, and the mia, and the marten, the kids remember, or things like that, yeshlam drisa would make it into a drisa, and b'chalshik ba'ifas, and b'shur, regarding fowl, which are very vulnerable and susceptible, that for sure that these creatures would make them into a drisa. Now, halacha hey, vanates, interestingly, a hawk, yeshlam drisa could make drisa, v'chal ba'if godlam, even in a bird that's bigger than it, because avashar ba'ifas are drisa, in contrast, all the other birds of prey, they can only make an equivalent bird like it is, or lower, into a victim of drisa. But they cannot make a bird that's bigger than them into a daris by clawing into them. Now a weasel could create drisa by birds, by fowl. Now, a dog doesn't have the halacha even if it claws into the creature, into the victim, does not have a halacha of making it into a daris. And the reason for that is, as we're going to shortly explain, that the whole halacha of drisa is an application of a certain poison that they have in their claws, which dogs don't have that in their paws. So therefore, it doesn't create drisa leboev, not in the birds, not in domestic or wild animals. Now, vanetz yeshle drisa, like we said, the hawk could create drisa, begdoim with loim, in the kid goats and in the lambs. But vahu sheikim bitzaponim levesachal, this is only if its claws make a hole into the intestines, into the cavities of the inside of the animal. Halacha Zayin, says the Rambam, ein drisa elu b'yad ha-toyev. Drisa is only in the foreleg of the animal that's praying. Of baragla, but if it's in the hidden legs, in chayshula, they were not concerned with them. The reason for that is because the poison of the praying creature is only in its foreleg, not in its hind leg. Moreover, the injuries are about the dris is only with its claws. Of b'shein, in chayshula, but if it prayed with its teeth, we're not concerned with that. Elim kein nukav ad besachal, unless it made a hole all the way into the inside of the animal, then we're concerned not necessarily for that of drisa, but simply because of nekuva, of having a hole. So then, then you have to check if it made a hole in one of the limbs, and then it's becoming a trefus simply because of the hole. Moreover, the halach of drisa is only with the intent of the praying animal. Let's say the praying animal fell, and its claws just happened to get stuck in the victim, into drisa, that's not considered as drisa. Because again, it only has to go ahead and inject its venom, and that's only intentional. And bein drisa malchayim. So to drisa is only when the animal's alive. Because avalim daris, but let's say an animal preyed on the victim. The nerig and the preying animal died. But dying yod bedrusa, and its hand, its paw, its claw is still in the victim. And its claws were only removed from the victim only after the preying creature was already dead. Then in Cheshna, we don't have to be concerned with that. And the reason for that is because the drisa only happens at the end. What happens is that the venom that's in the claw is injected by the praying creature when it removes its claws, then it injects the venom. And since it only was pulled out after it was dead, so there's no concern of drisa in that case. Halacha Ches, says the Rambam, now the kitza didn't have drisa. So how do we evaluate this halacha of drisa? So kamakam shemanu Cheshna, where we say that we're concerned for the drisa, what we say is shaychetin as a nitrup. So we slaughter the victim, we inspect the whole inside of the inner cavity of the animal, from the foot, from the bottom of the foot, all the way up till the head. Now, it doesn't include the actual bottom of the foot itself, because there actually, even if it has the signs that we're going to describe right now, where the flesh is red, it's going to be kosher, because even if the whole bottom of the foot was taken off, it would be kosher. But from there all the way to the top, you check. Now, imnitz is kulish lemen becoming the trefus. If you find the whole thing intact from inside, from all types of trefus, and v'lo nimtza b'reish madrisa, and neither do you find a sign of it being clawed, hariz materis, then it's going to be permitted. But from nimtza b'reish madrisa, but you find a sign that it was mold, that it was a victim of trisa, hariz a trefa, then we can say it's a trefa, v'assuming that it's going to be biblically forbidden. As Rambam explains, halacha tes izehu resh madrisa. What's the sign of it that it was victimized by drisa? Ishiyadim habasur keneged me'ma'ayim. If the flesh opposite the area of where the intestines are, so the flesh right on top of that, if that got red, that is a sign. Why is it getting red? Because it was pounced on by an animal of prey, and then again, it can be forbidden because of this suffix of drisa. Now, mimnimik habasur keneged me'ma'ayim. Now, let's say the flesh is actually decaying opposite the area of where the intestines are. That's like the type of flesh that a doctor would scrape away from a wound so that it could heal, but that the flesh is gone. So then we view that flesh as if it's not there, and therefore it's going to be like a trefa. Now, Allah Yud, the Rambam continues, Vimdoras basimon. Let's say the animal of prey clawed in where the signs, the two pipes that are supposed to be slaughtered by the neck. So there, mishiyadimu, if the simanim themselves, the windpipe and the food pipe, got red, and it's specifically them, in contrast, if it was only the flesh opposite the simanim that got red, it actually would be kosher, because the simanim, the pipes, are actually very hard. And the venom that was placed in the flesh opposite them, that's why it's red, would not have an effect. And it's only when the signs themselves, the pipes themselves got red, then that affected it. So if they got red themselves, then treva is going to be treifa. And like we're explaining, udrisasim b'mashu, because the halacha of drisa is even a minute amount. So even though by the windpipe, which only becomes a treifa if the most of it was cut, by drusa, it's going to become a treifa even by a minute amount, because again, the venom goes and bubbles and burns and would create a treifa even with a minute amount. And kimet shehedim hem kol shu machmas drisa, since it got a little bit red because of the drisa, so treifa is going to be a treifa. So that's regarding the reish madrisa. Now, halachi Rav Ram explains what we had said, is the stringency uniquely to drusa regarding suffic drusa. Says Ram, sveik drusa, if we have a doubt, we're not sure if it was victimized, asur can be forbidden, actually, but again, until it's checked, could the drusa badois, like a definitive drusa, like we explained, that when you know that there's signs of drusa, which you know is doris, you have to check to see, did it negatively affect it enough? That same thing applies to suffic drusa, that's going to be automatically forbidden until you check. Kate said, how so? What's a suffic drusa? So Arisha Nechnas Bein Sharam, let's have a line that went amongst the oxen. And you find a claw of the line in the back of one of those oxen. We're concerned that maybe the line pounced on it, and that is a suffic drusa. And we don't say, oh, what do I mean? Maybe the line clawed on the wall. Its claw got stuck on the wall. And maybe the ox was scratching its back on the wall or got scraped on the wall. And the claw just happened to get stuck in the back, but it wasn't actually clawed. Because again, it's not the claw per se. It's the venom that comes through the claw. So we don't say it. We say that the suffic juice is going to be asr. The chen shul in the mia. Same thing as regarding a fox or a marten, shenichnas bein ovis, which went amongst the fowl. And the perpetrator, the fox, is silent. And they're crowing away. We're concerned that maybe he prayed. And that's why they're making noise. Now, let's say he's roaring or whatever the sound of the creature of prey is, and they're crowing. Then we could say, it's because they're afraid, and from his growling that they're crowing. And therefore, that their crowning is not necessarily a sign that he did anything. So too, if let's say he cut off the head of one of them, he ninach ragzei, so that we know his anger was calmed down, and therefore we don't have to suspect anything. So too, if he and they are quiet, we're not concerned, because if it would have harmed, they would be crowing. So then we wouldn't have to be suspect that there's anything that happened, there was no foul play. Says the Rambam, Safek shenichnis lekan toyrif oy loy nichnis. Let's say we're not sure. Did a perpetrator, the animal of prey, enter or did it not enter? Or let's say we saw that he did enter, but we don't know whether one of the creatures that would be toyrif or not. So in that case, in cheshen, there also wouldn't have to be concerned, because here you have a double safek. First of all, was there a toyrif? And even if we say that there was, that, what do you mean, maybe you get injured from the reeds or some other way, so even though it's a biblical doubt, we'll go svek sveka lekula. And v'chein so to a bird, shenichnas lebein ha'itzim lebein ha'kon v'yotza. Let's say it went amongst the wood or amongst the reeds and it came out. And its head is dripping blood or it's by its neck. And v'chein leishim v'nitzav, then we don't have to suspect that maybe it was a treifa. Rather we say, shemen be'itzim nizik, maybe got harmed from the wood. And yeah, we would have to check by the siman to see if it got a hole in its veshed because of the harm from the wood. But again, in these situations, we wouldn't have to suspect, again, when we say when they're silent by the birds, or here in these cases where it's a svek sveka, that you don't know if there was, and even if it was, that it, did it enter? And so too by the case of the bird. So in those situations, we don't have to suspect if it was doris, if it became a treifa.